die, cause tomorrow may never come. Reach for the sky, cause tomorrow may never come. So if you please take this moment, try if you can to make it last. Don't think about no future, and just forget about the past, and make it last. Reach for the sky, cause tomorrow may never come. Reach for the sky, cause tomorrow may never come.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Alex, and I'll be hosting the show Karasu right now. Hello, the show is called Karasu. My name is Alex Tsuchijima, and it is the BC long weekend. I hope you guys are enjoying the three-day long weekend very much. And I just realized I'm like the only guy in the studio at the moment at this SUB building, which is located in the center of UBC campus. So I hope you guys will be enjoying my show for the next little while. I've got some good lineups of Japanese independent music and some interesting news that's happening in the land of the rising sun. If you have any requests, I'll do my best. I did bring my collection of CDs, and there is a CITR library as well, and I would like to preferably play Japanese independent stuff. But if you have something on your mind and would like to have me play it on the air, give me a call. 604-UBC-CITR, that is the number. That's UBC-CITR. Next up, I will be playing Radio Caroline, and the song is called Charlene.
Candy red color, China border stuff. Without a candy, you have to run a plane here. stick to the shouting. Hikaru no saki no paradise story. Highway driver told us we are in the way. 38 号系のピストルぶっ放したら飛び散るんだぜ。シャーレン、シャーレン、What you gonna do?
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
I can see some people scratching their heads right now and saying, I thought this was supposed to be a Japanese indie show, not some like Celtic band on this program. But actually, that was an all-Japanese group called the Cherry Cokes. And at the end of the Cokes, it's actually a dollar sign that replaces the S. And they've been rocking it on since 2000, from what I remember. And they've been opening for other Celtic rock bands, such as the Dropkick Murphys and the Real Mackenzies. And they're getting some international attention, most notably in Ireland, of course, and other parts of Europe as well, such as France and I believe Italy. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they've been doing it fairly well since. And before that, I had Radio Caroline with the song Charlene. If you just tuned in, this is Karasu. My name is Alex Ushijima. Thank you for listening to the program, and hope you guys are enjoying your long weekend as well. Whether you went to the Powell Street Festival and check out the taiko performances, go to the Gay Pride Parade, or just sitting back, relaxing on the patio and crack opening a cold one. I hope, nonetheless, that you guys are enjoying your last day of the three-day weekend, and I hope the music will help be a part of your holidays as well. I'll be playing some music by Flipper's Guitar. If you don't know this group, have you heard of Cornelius? Then this is the former group that Cornelius joined. It is Keigo Oyamada and Kenji Ozawa's duo group. And they've been conquering Shibuya scene when they first got together back in 1998. And I'm going to be playing an album called The Lollipop. Oh, I'm sorry. The album's called The Doctor's Head World Tower. And this is actually referring to the Monkees film feature titled Head, which was a complete failure. But I guess the Flipper's Guitar really loved them very much. And compared to the other albums that Flipper's Guitar released, this is more experimental and daring. And perhaps this might be like a precursor, a lead off to Oyamada's solo career as Cornelius. But nonetheless, Flipper's Guitar has made a huge impact in the Shibuya pop scene. And from what they have created from their experimental sound, really led to something that is in the mainstream music of Japan today. So let me just play one of the singles from this album. And I'll be playing a song called Groove Tube. And it's on 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and go. Ah!
Sloth of Chunks with Loveless Ideals, and before that we had Cornelius's former duo group Flipper's Guitar with the song titled Groove Tube. And this is CITR 101.9 FM, and if you just tuned in, the show is called Karasu, and I hope you guys are enjoying the long weekend. Really chill, great sunshine. I hope you guys went skimboarding or just chill out on the beach. Maybe made some new friends, have nice barbecue on your patio. And yeah, it's the last day of the 3-day weekend. Hope you guys we'll be enjoying it to the last little bit of time that is left. And please let me know how I am doing. You can do it in two ways. You can give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR is the number, or send me an email and I'll check it out. And the email address is japanindie@gmail.com. That's japanindie@gmail.com. And any comments will be greatly appreciated. Now, I know that you guys are all sit back, relaxing, or maybe having a cruise down the highway while listening to this program. And of course, celebrities will be taking their time off too. But what about sumo wrestlers? Well, one Yokozuna champion actually got penalized for taking some time off to play soccer. Let me just explain. The Japan Sumo Association has suspended the Mongolian Grand Champ Asa Shoryu for the next two Grand Sumo tournaments. The champ was initially on a day-to-day check by the doctor, saying that he actually injured his leg. But there were video footages online where he was actually playing soccer at a charity game in Mongolia, which basically shows that he obviously gave a big fat white lie, and he got busted for it. And this is actually the first time in history for Yokozuna, a sumo grand champion, to be suspended and also receiving a salary cut. He lost 30 to 40% of his salaries for lying to the Japan Sumo Association. And this is not the first time that Asa Shoryu got in trouble. He went back to Mongolia without permission on several occasions. He actually gone on a drunken rampage. And there are also recent rumors of him becoming a grand champion because he fixed some of the matches. So he's in a rut at the moment. And I hope that he learned his lesson for after this penalization. The JSA really wants to make the champ be a better role model for the viewers to really look upon. But at the moment, according to some recent sources, Asa Shoryu is in great depression, despite that he is millions of dollars richer for throwing people around while he's wearing a sash around his waist. Anyways, I'll be playing more music right now. Let's see what I should play next. How about some Pizzicato 5? I got a great selection of upbeat music for you guys. Because, hey, you know, it's BC Day. We got to keep it happy and enjoyable. So here it is. This is Pizzicato 5 on 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Oh, my father, rise today.
We had the Sherberts performing their single called Vietnam 1964. And before that, I had Pizzicato 5 with their upbeat music. The song was titled Weekend, and it was actually a remix by Kato Hisashi. And I'm going to be doing some public service announcements right now. Just a little quirk, some statements of what's coming up in Vancouver. And first off, there's an art gallery show that's called Between What's Said and Unsaid, which is a drawing show by Nikkei, which is Japanese Canadian artists. This show is going on until August 17th, 2007, and it is at the Helen Pitt Gallery, 102 148 Alexander Street. And the hours will be on Tuesdays to Saturdays, 12 to 5 p.m. If you want to find more information for this art exhibition, call 604-683-8240. That's 604-683-8240. As well, there's also the MAMM, the Mighty Asian Movie Making Marathon. It is coming back. This is an event where contestants have 10 days to make a film that will be featuring Asian Canadian culture in their storytelling. And the top three films will win cash prizes, and it'll be also featured at the Vancouver Asian Film Festival, which is coming on November 1st to the 4th. If you want to apply for this contest, the deadline for the entry is August 19th. For entry rules, regulations, and registration, you can go to www.vaff.org. That's www.vaff.org. And one more thing, the Anime Evolution is back greater than ever. Anime Evolution is a three-day Asian culture and Japanese animation convention that's going to be hosted at the dreadful Simon Fraser University, which is at the Burnaby Mountain campus. And this is a time where all the otakus can dress up as their favorite anime characters and watch movie marathons, meet voice actors of their favorite animation show, and many, many more activities will be at this event. If you want to get more information for Anime Evolution, you can go to www.animeevolution.com. That's www.animeevolution.com. That's it for the public service announcements. Great timing, and that only means one thing. It is Rovo time, and this song is called Kanoa. Thank you.
Screen in Van City put on the glitz for the 19th annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival, August 16th to the 26th. Vancouver's largest, most fabulous 11-day arts event brings film lovers and filmmakers together to experience the world's best new independent films about queer lives. Tickets are available at TicketsTonight.ca, Cinemark Tinseltown, Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, and Black Dog Video. Visit OutOnScreen.com for full film listings. The Vancouver Queer Film Festival, worth coming out for.
Yeah.
Zoo Bombs. Song's called South Central Rock. And, of course, I had Rovo before that, with the song Kanoa. Okay, well, the next song is a very, very important, so I'm just going to turn it down right here. If you know your World War II history, today is the day when the American B-29 bomber Enola Gay dropped a little boy. Not a little child, but little boy is the nickname that they applied to the atomic bomb. And this is the day where they dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, which instantly killed at least 90,000 people when the bomb exploded. And another tens and thousands of people died within a few months due to the radioactivity. And it's been 62 years since World War II, and Japan is still working towards world peace with no nuclear weapons on Earth, despite the fact that other nations around the world are still creating the nuclear massive explosives. And there are about 252,000 survivors of the attacks, according to the Japanese Health Ministry. But there are still medical conditions such as cancer and leukemia, and that are obviously caused by radiation exposure. And 3 days after this date, which is August 9th, Nagasaki bombing occurred. And on August 15th, Japan surrendered to the United States of America. And recently, they had the memorial at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park. And they also did the event called the Toro Nagashi, where it is a ceremony where participants float paper lanterns down a river to lead the spirits back to heaven. And I would like to say that we should never forget this day, that and for all the casualties that have occurred, not just on the Hiroshima bombing, but throughout the war, throughout the war that's been occurring in the past and also presently as well. So this is the next song I've selected is for the people of Hiroshima and for the people that have been affected by the war. And the song is called Angel Call, and this is by Nanao Tabito, Lest We Forget. So I don't know.
My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
DJ Crash. Senuna moved of the sunset. Although the title of the song is called Sun is Shining. And before that, I played Nanao Tabito. The song is called Angel Call. And I personally selected a song to in remembrance of the Hiroshima bombing that occurred many, many years ago on this date. August 6th happened in 1945. This is CITR 11.9 FM. And show is called Karasu. Just a reminder, at 9 o'clock, Gavin Walker will be taking over this booth, and he'll be hosting the jazz show, and he'll be playing some great selection of jazz for 3 hours. It's going to be a great way to end your long weekend. Again, it's the jazz show hosted by Gavin Walker. Starts at 9 o'clock. And if you just tuned in and found out about my Japanese independent show and wondered, oh, what other music did Alex select and played on the air, podcasting is available. You can go to www.citr.ca, and all you have to do, move to Klaus, double-click on the podcasting link, and that's it. Find the show that you would like to download. There are, of course, many other wonderful programs at this wonderful radio station, and I highly recommend all the shows. So just get your MP3 player ready, download your program, and just listen to what CITR has to offer. Again, the website is www.citr.ca. The next group I would like to play is called the Suika. Suika means watermelon. I think this will be a great follow-up to DJ Crush. This is a quintet of poetic rappers that got together back in 2003. And they got their name Watermelon or Suika while they were just eating watermelons at a building rooftop. And they decided, hey, how about we make a rap group? And I'm going to be playing from their album called Harvest for the Stripes. And they re-released this album in France a couple of years ago, and they got the media attention, and I believe they're going to have a tour in France this year. And they're currently working on their fourth album, but I would like to play a track from their very first one. It's a very amazingly good, if amazingly is an adjective. It's a good album. Personally, I really like it. And compared to the other Japanese rap where they kind of idolize the gangster rap and be all thug life, this one is more on the poetic side of everything. And it's and I like the beats in this track as well. So I'll be playing one right now. This song is called Jet Set by Suika.
空の端をめくり明日へと先回り雨と区役所に溶ける両手のひらでさっとすくふわる開く傘が沈黙を音楽へ変えるそれならば遠回り少しだけドゥンドゥン耳を澄ますドゥンドゥン同じ言葉出口を探しながら供養を白に変えてゆく ランデブー半月に沿って並んでいく の斧で一筋のスイングキラリ君の声遠い場所で今ようやく届くろうそくの明かりが消えるその前に両手を広げて進めジェットセット転がり出したロードムービー朝には落ちてゆく星につかまる西の山から大きなスイングで東の海までブランブランブランとブランコに乗って漕ぎ出したサンダルの先で空が伸びてゆく雲を蹴飛ばせば海に小さな影が落ちるカチンとぶつかった船の穂先硬い木の中に千年前の言葉が眠る繋いでゆくサークル迷路の上にあってこの道の先を見るもの迷路の中になってこの道の先を知るもの繋いでゆくサークル迷路の上にあってこの道の先を見るものこの道の先を知るもの
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds. We'll be right back.
Boom Boom Satellites. With their song, She's So High. And I also had a song called Jet Set, performed by Suika, a five-people poetic rapper group that likes to have a lot of the poetic rap shows in a bookstore where they first got together before they made Suika, the group. So good for them. If you check their website, you can actually find out when their annual show is happening, where they allow many of their friends or indie rap slash rock groups to perform in front of a small Japanese crowd. It's a lot of fun, eh? I have 10 minutes approximately left on the show, and please let me know how I am doing, or if you have any requests, please give me a call. It is 604-UBC-CITR, that's the number. Or if you want to tell me what you have on your mind for this show, you can also let me know by email as well. It is japanindie@gmail.com. That's japanindie@gmail.com. And if you give me some good comments, maybe I'll, send a reply back, or maybe show some good links. I don't know. Not going anywhere with that. I'll just shut up now. Anyways, the next song I'm going to be playing is called Dry and Heavy. And this is a group that was formed back in 1991 by the bassist Takeshi Akimoto and drummer Shigemoto Nano. And they really wanted to make some dub sound group, not just... they didn't really like the mainstream reggae that they hear on the mainstream Japanese radio, because it was more like dance oriented, and it's, they just didn't find it to be real, so to say. So they got together and they tried to make some dub root sound, and they released their first record from the Olive label, which is a self-titled album, Dry and Heavy. And this really drew a lot of attention because of their deep knowledge of dub roots. In 1998, it led to the signing with Beat Inc., which is a very prestigious indie label, and released an album called One Punch, which I'll be playing a track from this album. And this label, Beat Inc., is also licensed in France and UK, and that really helped them get some attention in Europe as well. And hey, not to mention, they recorded with the dub legend King Jammy, and they also even opened for Primal Scream in Hong Kong as well, and they're still making some great music to this day. Anyways, here's from their album One Punch, and a song I will be playing right now is called Mr. Blue Flame.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
Supercar Automatic Wing, and before that Mr. Blue Flame with some dub roots group by the name of Dry and Heavy. My time is up, and Gavin Walker will be taking over for the jazz show, which will be starting in a couple of minutes. But again, if you have any comments, you can send me an email at japanindie@gmail.com. Please let me know how I'm doing, or if there are any Japanese artists that you would like to recommend feel free to send me a mail. But until then, I'll see you guys next week at 7:30. So long and sayonara. Take care. Bye-bye.
I give you everything.